The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Mem. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem with Beis. Here's a kasha. Minayin, how do we know La'asro Manatayr? The halacha is that in order for somebody to become chayiv, one of the four mises of Beis Din, when he does an aveira, Torah says the halacha is that you need to, the edim, the witnesses who see him about to do the aveira, need to warn him. They need to give him hasra before he does the aveira. If they don't give him hasra, then even if he ends up doing the aveira and they come and testify in Beis Din that he performed the aveira, the halacha is that we will not be able to kill him. So the Gemara says, Minayin, how do we know Asra Menatayra? How do we know that there is a chelik, in order to give somebody Misa, you need to give him Asra? So the Gemara quotes number of psukim, and the Gemara continues left a mem alf, and the Gemara quotes different psukim from where we learn out that all the four Arba Misa's Bezdin require Hasra. Tosis over here is bothered by a question. The Gemara earlier on Daf Ches for the Machloikis Tanoim, Machloikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi. And the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi is that Chover ain't Tzarech Hasra. The halacha is that according to this Sheet, is a Chover, a Talmud Chacham, it's not necessary to give him Hasra. And if you see him doing an Aveira, Beis Din can kill him even though the Edom did not give him Hasra. Why? So he says, Shleinitna Hasra el Lahavchen Mein Shayi Lemezit. The only reason why you have to give him Hasra in the first place is so we can differentiate between someone who is a Shayigeg and someone who is a Mezit. The halacha is that in all Misa is Beis Din, the only time that Beis Din will actually kill the person for performing that Aveira if he did it on purpose, if he was a Mezit. If he was a Shayigeg, if he wasn't aware that what he was doing is an Aveira or that there's an Isser involved, then he does not receive Misa. So Rabbi Yossi says the reason why you have to give someone Hasra is just because you see him doing an Aveira, that doesn't mean that he knows, the person doing the Aveira knows that this is Aser, or that this is an Aveira. So how can Edom testify that this person was over the Aveira and that he will be Chayiv Misa if it could be that he's really a Shogeg? So that's why Rabbi Yossi says you have to give him Hasra. You have to give him Hasra when you tell him, don't do this action, because this is an Aveira. And now he's amazing. Now he knows that it's Asra. He knows it's an Aveira. And if he still continues to do it, so then you can kill him because now he's amazing. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, that if someone's a Talmud Chacham, we could assume that he knows that the action that he's doing is an Aveira, and Chavar doesn't need Hasra. So what do you see from there? You see from this Gemara, that the only reason why you need Asra is because otherwise the person is a Shayeg. So why does the Gemara have a question? How do you know this? We need a post to tell me that you need that you have to give him Asra, and you can't kill without Asra. The reason why you can't kill without Asra is because if without a Hasra, he might be a Shayeg. And if he's a Shayeg, he's not Chayim Misa. So Taisus says that you must be, that the Gemara over here that's asking, how do you know that this Hasra, the Gemara is not going according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is going according to the Chacham. What's Pshat in the Chachamim? So the Chachamim hold that even if somebody, it's clear that he's amazing and he's not a Shogeg, like he's a Chover, in a situation like that, there's still a Halacha that he cannot kill him until the Edom give him Hasra. There's a new Halacha. Besides the fact that, of course, you have to give him Hasra to make sure that he's amazing, but even in a case where you wouldn't have to give him Hasra, even if we knew he was amazing, there's still a separate halacha that a person cannot become Chayiv Misa without Hasra, and that is a Gzeiras HaKosef. That's how Tosfos says that, of course, if he's not a Chaver, that's Pashut why you need Hasra. Then Tosfos says another Teretz. Tosfos says, Inami, we can suggest another Teretz. That means that Tosfos' first Teretz was saying that the whole entire Gemara was only going according to the opinion of the Chacham, that hold that Hasra is Gzeiras HaKosef. So Tosfos Inami, I'll say another Teretz, that the Gemara could be going according to Rabbi Yossi. Meboyalei, what's the Gemara's question? Minolon, how do we know the Be'inon Heim is Teich Kedei Dibur? The halacha is, the Gemara says over here, that even when you give hasra to the person about to do the aveira, the halacha is that it's not considered a valid hasra unless the person went ahead and did the aveira b'toich kedei dibur. If he did it immediately following the hasra, he didn't leave the amount of time, what's called toich kedei dibur in halacha, the amount of time that it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe, a number of a few seconds. If he doesn't do the aveira right away, then the hasra is not valid. So the Gemara is saying that, according to the Teretz and Tosis, that true, we're going according to Rabbi Yossi, and the reason why Hasra is necessary is only to tell me that this person is a mazid and not a shaygig. Nevertheless, if I would have just had the Svara that the Hasra is lahavchin min shaygig the mazid, then I would have said that true, you have to give him asra, but you don't necessarily have to give him asra teich deidiber. It doesn't have to be that he does the aveira right after you give him the hasra. So therefore it says, Taisis, the chiddush of this pasuk is even according to Rabbi Yossi that the hasra has to be teich deidiber directly before the person that performs the aveira. Now Taisis is very difficult to understand, because the Gemara says in Ksubis, the Flamed Gimel, what's the reason why Hasra needs to be Teich Tedibur? So Tais is over there, the Gemara says over there, that if the person were to give the Hasra, and then the person is about to do the Aveira, heard the Hasra, and then he did the Aveira a number of minutes later, he didn't do the Aveira right away, then it's up to Gemara that the person could say, I forgot. How could you kill me because I did an Aveira and you give me Hasra, so you told me that I was amazed? You're right, at the time you told me, and I heard, but then I forgot, like I was busy with something else, and I was thinking about something else, and then I forgot, and then I went ahead and did the Aveira. So at the time I did the Aveira, I forgot. So if you forgot, you can't kill him, because the halacha is, you can only kill somebody if he's a shaykh, not amazed. So you see clearly from the Gemara, in Ksubis, the Gemara says the reason why Hasra needs to be Teich Deidiber is again, Kedei Lahavchin Mein Shoyig Lemezid. And Taisa says that if it's Kedei Lahavchin Mein Shoyig Lemezid, that does not require a Pasuk. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me that you need Hasra, that the person should be amazed and not a Shoyig. The whole reason why I need a pasuk is because there's an extra halacha that even if we know already that the person's amazed and not a shaygig, you still require the hasra. And that Tais is not answering, because the only reason why you need to have the hasra teich deidiber of the misa is because of teich deidiber of the aveira is because otherwise you could say he forgot. So this is a very difficult question. I'm shat in Tais. So we could possibly suggest an answer for the Pshat and Tais is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, when he talks about the halacha that you need Asra, the Rambam says that the reason why Asra is necessary is kedei lahavchin min shayig the mezid, which is what we said in the Gemara earlier in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The reason why Asra is necessary is that the person should be a mezid, not a shayig. However, the problem is that the Rambam himself does not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam paskins that even a chover requires Asra. According to Rabbi Yossi, if the only reason for Asra is the Hafchim Ein Shogig the Mezid, so then there's no reason to give Asra to a Chavar. But the Rambam Paskin is not like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam Paskin is like the Chachamim. That the point of Asra is even by a Chavar, there's a requirement of Asra. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that Asra is the Hafchim Ein Shogig the Mezid. So how do we understand these two things? So the Tzai Sachoshin in Siddin Chof Ches suggests that when the Rambam says, Linit Asra Hafchim Ein Shogig the Mezid, the Rambam says that the requirement of Asra is to differentiate between Shogig and Mezid. Avada, the Rambam knows that there is an extra halacha of Hasra. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold that besides for there's a separate halacha that we're learning out of the pasuk over here, that there's a din that Hasra is required, even if we know already that the person is a Mezid. So what's the Rambam saying that the Hasra is telling me is a Mezid? We know already. The answer is, says the Ktzai Sachoshin, that we have to be absolutely sure. There's an extra level there's an extra level of certainty that's required to know that this person who's doing the Aveira is a mazid in order to give a misa. So while it's true that if somebody is a chaver, so he knows that what he's doing is an Aveira, he knows that the action that he's doing is asr, And therefore one would think that there would not be a requirement to give him hasra, because he already knows that what he's doing is not allowed, and it's an aveira. Nevertheless, the Torah came along, and the Torah said we have exeris akosah, that you have to give him hasra. What's exeris akosah? You have to give him hasra. It's not exeris akosah, it's not just the Torah was mechadish, a new halacha, that we give him hasra, and there's no reason why he needs the hasra. The hasra is a new halacha, it's a din, and this has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that the person should know he's doing an aveira. No. It says the ktsois, the pshat in the Rambam is, that the reason why it's necessary to give somebody asra, even though we already know beforehand that he knows what he's doing is an aveira, is we want to be absolutely sure. We want to be as sure as we possibly can that this person is doing the aveira. Is 100. We are definitely sure that he is amazing and he is not a shegig. And it's very, very clear that what he's doing is an aveira, and he's not mistaken, and he doesn't think that what he's doing is not really an aveira. That's why the Rambam says that, of course, the reason for Asra is the Hafcha Me'in Shayyik the Mazid, but that's a halach. Even the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the halach is that the point of Hasra is to tell me that there's a Mazid. The only difference of the Chalikas Tanoim is how certain do we have to be before we can kill him. So now we come back to Tosis. What did we say? We said Tosis says the chiddush of the pasuk is that the person can only be chayiv if they give him asra, and right away, as soon as they give him asra, he goes and he does the aveira. So the question is, so why do you need a pasuk for that? If not, if he doesn't do it right away, the Gemara says he could say he forgot. The answer is that under normal circumstances, a person doesn't usually forget after 3 or 4 seconds. We don't say that immediately after he gave him asra, so it wasn't immediately, it was a few seconds later, it was a minute later, it was 2 minutes later. It's very unlikely that the person will have forgotten so soon, so quickly after they told him that's an aveira, that he'll forget and he'll end up doing the aveira. The Torah said we have to be extra clear. It has to be very clear that the person is amazing when he does the aveira. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, that when that the Gemara requires over here a pasuk to tell me that I need asra. And that's what Tosis is saying. Tosis is going even Rabbi Yossi. Tosis says that there's a certain degree of certainty. Of course, he doesn't have to be as certain as we're going according to the Chacham. But even in Rabbi Yossi, I need a pasuk to tell me there's an extra degree of certainty of Vados that we have to know that this person actually is amazing when he's doing the aveira. How do we achieve that extra level of knowing that this person is clear, it's clear that he's amazing, he's doing the aveira? That's if he does the aveira within 3 or 4 seconds. The toich de dibur of the hasra. And that's what Tosis explains, that the chiddush of the posik is required even according to Rabbi Yossi to tell me that there's an extra degree of hasra, and that's the gzeiras hakosuv, that somebody who does the aveira cannot be chaimisa until he has hasra.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.